Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim Siyata Dishmaya in the topic of the Arba Koisis. If I'm not mistaken, this is the seventh Shiur in this series. Baruch Hashem, we have seen such niflos in Torah Hashem. It has been incredible. We saw the notion that there are two mitzvahs, two aspects to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in each individual kos. And there's mitzvah arba koses together, the chet of arba koses of ribu ishtia. And we were a marich, you know, again, if this is the seventh shir, that means b'siyata d'shmaya, we've said a lot. And we're going b'ikvot, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu ha'gadol v'adagul, going Reb David, zecher tzadik l'vrocha, l'shmo l'zecho, ta'avat kol nefesh, b'sefer mar'e kohen, b'daf kufchet, y'asan rashi, there in Daf Kuf Ches, Amid Aleph, Nibor Masel, Arba Koisois, the Shloisha, Keneged Gimel Koisos, Shenemru, Bepasuk, Zeva Kois, Paru, Biyodi, Virevii, Bilchas Hamozain. The three of the Kosos are Keneged the Kos and Sefer Bereishis, when it talks about the dream of the Sarah Mashkim. So it says Kos in the Pasuk three times. And the fourth is Kineh is for Birchas HaMazon. So we have four Koses. So that's a stire to what Rashi writes himself, the self same Rashi, 99b in the Mishnah, in Dibur HaMasril, Arba Koses, that the Arba Koses are Keneged Arba l'shoinois shel geula ha'amurim b'geul galus mitzrayim. The more famous explanation. Vaitseisi, v'yitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lokachti. So is it the four l'shoinois of the geula or the kos para? So the Baruch Koyin wants to answer, Ayin Sham, that in Daf Kuf Ches, Rashi writes the reason of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, who's the Bala Memra, and he, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, is the one who said in the Yerushalmi 10:1 this reason of the Kois Paro. So he's just going along with the Mahalach of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. In the Mishnah, he's referring to the Mishnah, even Ani B'Yisrael, not allowed to give him less than Arba Koisis. And in the Gemara, in 112a, we see this even applies to Rabbi Akiva, who normally holds Asay Shabbos Chachol V'Atitztarech L'Brios. Normally you shouldn't beg, but here you should. So why is here different? Because of Pirsumei Nisa. And therefore, Afilo Ani Shabbi Yisrael, you can't have less than Arba Koisis. So it must be, that if the word is Pirsumei Nisa, that the Koisis are Neged Hagi'ule. That's the only reason it's Pirsumei Nisa. The Pirsumei Nisa is out to the Ge'ula. Want to be mefarsim the geula, so he concludes that we're both right. It's mitzad the geula, the presumenis of the geula, ubenosaf lekach zegam keneged the three koses of power and birchas hamazon. Please see there in the Maror Kohen, and please also see what this is your tzeit this week actually. Moreinu v'Rabbeinu ha'goyin ha'gadol v'atzadik, Rav Meir Don Plotzky writes in his Kli Chemda at the beginning of Parshas Va'eiro. We have some shiurim in Kli Chemda, but certainly not enough. It's just such a geshmak a sefer. So ayin sham b'divrei Kli Chemda b'tchilas Parshas Va'eiro. Based on our thesis until now, Adrabba, we said that the Kos Paro was, what's the idea of Kos Paro? Paro is the king. Paro is the freest of men. And now we're becoming kings. We're becoming free. So, Keneged Kos Paro is the Mahalach is Derecherus and Persume Nisa. So, according to the Maror Kohen, he wanted to say that the Derecherus and Persume Nisa was the Geula, the four koses neged the arba lashonos of Geula. But according to what we're saying, it's not the arba koses are neged the the Cheres and Persume Nisa correspond to the Ribui Shtia, that you're having a lot to drink, and that's the Kosos of Paro. That's what we explained in previous Yulim, is the Cheres, the Persume Nisa. And then the Lashonos of Geula, that could be, there's a mitzvah on each coast. Keneged ve'atzesi, ve'itzalti, ve'ga'alti, ve'lakachti, the different stages of Geula. Al koponim, tarvayu emes, the Marakon is correct, they're both correct. There's the element of the Geula involved, and that possibly is each coast individually has a significance, each stage of the Geula. And then there is the Cheres and Persume Nisa, where it's one Chefs of Arba Kosis, as we explain. And why did Rashi give different Perushim in the two different places? I can explain that if we say that Shitas Rashi is, as we explained, B'Shitas HaRambam, that the primary Chiyuv is the Chiyuv of Arba Kosis Klapei Kol Kos V'Kos B'Fnei Atzma, so then the Ikar Adin is the Arba Kosis, where each one is an individual mitzvah, like the Arba Lashonis of Geula. That's where each Kos is an individual mitzvah. And therefore, Rashi cited that reason in the Mishnah, where he's talking about the Ikar Adin. Only on Daf Kuf Ches, where he's talking about the Chiyuv of Noshim in the Arba Kosis, Mishum Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'oisoy Anes, because women were also involved in the miracle. Rashi explains, Sheba Anes Al Yadam, the miracle was done through them. So we can say that that's not Mechayiv, what's Mischayiv Mitzad Geula Atzma, that doesn't obligate us, what the Geula would obligate us. Because just like we see from Rashi, Dema Sha'af Hem Nigalu Bufoal, Eino Mechayivan Bazeh, we see Midas Rashi, that the fact that they went into, they were redeemed, that's not Mechayiv them. That's only Mechayiv, the Chiyuv of Persume Nisa that we have in the Arba Kosis. That through the fact that the Nes was done through them, they are Chayiv to be Megala and reveal the Nes. So in the Mishnah, he's taught Rashi is talking about the Ikar Hadin, and therefore that's Kenegar Aloshana Segula. But the fact that there was a Gula is not Mechayiv women. The fact that there was a Gula is not Mechayiv women. And Rashi only says this reason of the Kosis of Paro and of Kufches. Why does Rashi only say it on Kufches? Because there Rashi is explaining, listen, the actual Geula is not Mechayiv them, so what's enough, what's going to be Mechayiv them? The fact that the Nes was done through them, so that's Mechayiv them to be Mefarsim the Nes. Now, Sof Kol Sof, after women are Chayiv B'Pirsum HaNes, i.e. the drinking of all the Arba Kosis, so Memela, they're going to be Chayiv in each individual Kos as well. They're Chayiv in both. Once Afhein HaYibosum HaNes, they're going to be Chayiv in both. They're chayiv afen haibosanes. They're chayiv in all four koses as one cheft, and they're chayiv in each individual kos. But what's the mechayiv? What gets them to be chayiv in the first place? The fact that the nes was done through them, and since the nes was done through them, they have to be mefarsim the nes. So therefore, Rashi utilized the tam of kosos of paro, which is the tam that relates to the cheros, to the presume nisa, to the ribui shtia, to the party, the excitement. So that's the Yisod HaMechayiv. Since that's the Yisod HaMechayiv, Rashi uses that reason on Daf Kuf Ches. But Sof Kol Sof, after the Chayiv in all Arba Kosis, they're Chayiv in each Chayavos in each individual Kos as well. But the Mechayiv is the Besume Nisa, since the Nes came through them. And again, it's not enough that there was a Gula B'chlal. It's not enough to be Mechayiv them. In order to be Mechayiv women, we have to come on to the fact that it came through them. And since it came through them, they have to be mefarsim the nes. Ah, Pirsume Nisa, that's the Kosis of Paro. And once they're chayiv in the Kosis of Paro, they're all four, they're also chayiv in each individual Kos. V'advarim me'irim ומסמכים ברוך השם הודו להשם כי טוב. In the Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis כתוב כך, גמרא די מפורסמת, תנו רבנן, הכל חייבים בארבע כוסות הללו, אחד אנשים ואחד נשים ואחד תינוקות. אמר רבי יהודה, וכי מה תועלת יש לתינוקות ביין, אלא מחלקין להם כליות ואגוזים בערב פסח, כדי שלא ישנו וישאלו. הגמרא אומרת that everybody is chayev in these arba kosis. Sai men, sai women, and sai children. Sai means each one of them. Men, women, and children are chayev in the arba kosis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi ma to'elet yesh l'tinokot b'yayin? What benefit is there for children to drink wine? Ella, what do you do? Mechalkin lehem klayos ve'goz, and you give them nuts on Erev Pesach, in order that they don't sleep, and they ask questions. So don't give them wine. Give them nuts. Because what benefit is there if they're going to drink wine? Ein baran uvemaram chalava shekatvu shemachloktam hi legabe katan shehigia lechinuch. That this whole machlokes revolves around the katan that reached the age of education. So writes the Shulchan Aruch Tafayin Beis Tesvav Bir Hagra. There writes from Tosis 99b that we see the same idea in Tosfos. See Chuvas HaRosh and Klal Chofei. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even though we're talking about a katan shehigia lechinuch, since, writes the Rishonim, since they are not enjoying and glad with this wine, it's not their derech cheirus. So that's the opinion of these Rishonim of the Maharam Chalav and Ran. They were talking about a cotton shehigia lechinuch. Aval b'choik yankif in simen tof ayin beis seif cotton chof zayin, he brings from the Maharil that the Gemara's mashma that they have not yet reached the age of chinuch. Ayin sham, and so is mashma from the Rashbam. Divor mas relecha tinokos dahainu mishum shegam hem nig'alu, because they also were redeemed. And if we're talking about behigil lechinuch, so that's chayv mitzad chinuch, not mitzad that they were redeemed. So why do I need to come on to the reason that they were redeemed? So it's mashma that we're talking about where they have not yet reached the age of chinuch, and therefore you need a special reason to be mechayiv them. So is mashma from the Rashbam. Divar maschel v'chimat toelas, shalo pturim mina mitzvahs, they're pater from mitzvahs. Now, if they're talking about where they reach the age of chinuch, they're chayiv. Mishum mitzvahs chinuch like all other mitzvahs. So what reason is this? So it must be that we're talking about lo higia l'chinuch. So we have a fundamental machlokas here, whether we're talking about ketanim shehigia l'chinuch or lo higia l'chinuch. According to the Rashbam, lo higia l'chinuch. Lachain, patar Rabbi Yehuda for this reason. Maral talks about this in the Sefer Agvuris in the 49th Perek. The Karban Asanel talks about this over here in the Rosh and Simen Chav Sifkat and Dalit. So if that's true, how do you understand the Rabbanan? Since the killed children are not mechuyavim at all by mitzvahs, ma mahani ma sha'afim nigalu. Why does it help that they were also redeemed? The Ketanim were redeemed. Klapei kol mitzvos haTorah there's a sivus achiyuv. And nevertheless, they're pater. What's the sivus achiyuv that it's in the Torah? And yet we pater Ketanim. So here also, yeah, there's a sivus achiyuv afim nigalu, but they're pater like they're pater from all other mitzvahs. So why is this mitzvah any different? This is discussed in the Chiddush Rabbeinu Dovid, in the Maharal, there in the Gvuras 49. So we have to understand what's pshat in the Rabbanan. If lo yigia l'chinuch, why are we mechayev the ketanim? We also have to understand that if there's a special reason to be mechayev ketanim, then why is Rabbi Yehuda arguing? And he says they're pater because they're not chayev in mitzvahs. Mato elis. What do you mean? We have a reason to be mechayev them according to the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yehuda should have said, no, that's not the reason. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, oh, they're not chayiv in mitzvahs. So what benefit is there? No, prove that the rabbi's reason is not a good reason. Show that the rabbi's reason is not a good reason. Don't tell me that they're not chayiv in mitzvahs and therefore there's no benefit in giving them wine. And we also have to understand this lashon. Chima toyeles. What benefit is there? What do you mean, what benefit is there? If he means to say that they're pater min ha-mitzvahs, say pater min ha-mitzvahs. So why is this lashon of chima toeles? So sweet friends, this is the these are the questions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us health and life. And then in the next shir, Mitz Hashem, we will see the Mahalach to answer these questions. Siyata Dishmaya. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.